From the studios of Boise Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. The Idaho Water Supply Committee held its fall meeting last week, and experts said that much of our state is in trouble when it comes to having enough water. A hot July and August drained a lot of reservoirs, and many of them, including the Big Wood, Big Lost, Salmon Falls Creek, Henry's Fork, and Snake River Basins, will need a lot of water and snow this winter to fill back up. And without that water, farmers and irrigators will face a difficult growing year in 2023, and that could impact Idaho's economy. David Hokema is a hydrologist with the Idaho Department of Water Resources, and he chairs the state's Water Supply Committee, and he's joining us today to talk more about this. Welcome to the program, David.
Thank you for having me.
So, David, let's start with the year 2022. This year was a bit of a roller coaster for water supply. Why was that?
We started the year off in a pretty difficult situation in that the reservoirs were depleted statewide. And so we really needed a good winter to rescue us from what could have been a pretty catastrophic drought. And we started off really good. We had a very wet October, which helps get the soils wet in the mountains. And then when you get more snow in November and December, that snow is and the soils freeze, that water gets locked in the soil. And then when the snow starts to melt, it helps that the water run off efficiently. So it was really good to see that very wet October. And then we did pretty well through the winter up until about January 8. By January 8, we were quite a bit ahead in our snowpack. And then the snow just stopped coming in for the most part. And we really didn't get much precipitation in the state until about April 8. And so we ended up with a very low snowpack, lower than the previous year, which was below normal. And so that set us off in a condition where we were expecting the drought to be really severe. And then that wet, cool summer started. And then in the Boise Basin, we actually got above the 10th percentile for precipitation. So the reservoir system actually recovered because the crop water demands started pretty late. With the cool weather and the rain coming in, there wasn't much need for irrigation early in the season. And so they topped off the reservoir system. And actually, the Boise reservoir system is in really good shape. Most of our water is stored up in Anderson Ranch, which is the hardest to fill reservoir. And so we're in pretty good shape on the Boise and Payette River. But when you go elsewhere in the state where they didn't get that precipitation, the cool weather really helps slow down the demand on agriculture. But then August and September came out incredibly hot, the hottest August and September on record. And so we kind of went in this pattern of wet and cool and then dry and back and forth. And so we're kind of back to the same place we were at the beginning of last year, where the reservoir systems are depleted statewide. The only advantage we have this year is that the Boise and Payette are doing much better.
Well, talk to us then about the Upper Snake, because it's only at 19% capacity right now, correct?
Yeah, and so it's most likely what they need. Of course, it depends. You can get a cool spring, and that helps a lot, like we saw this year. But we're really hoping to see a snowpack on the order of 120% of normal. And I would say that's pretty unlikely. We do have a pattern in the state of consecutive La Niñas tend to get drier. And this is our third La Niña in a row, which hasn't happened very often. The last one was 2000 to 2001, and 2001 was a pretty catastrophic drought. Before that, we had one back in the 70s, and that's a little harder to track as far as snowpack goes, but it looks like in the third La Niña that year, the Upper Snake gained some snowpack. So perhaps we'll gain a little snowpack this year, but generally these consecutive La Niñas tend to get drier. And that's what has us the most worried, is that we have this pattern of a a drier snowpack, and after last year's dismal snowpack, we sure don't want a lower one.
So I know we talk quite a bit about farmers and irrigators who are impacted when the reservoirs are low, but can you talk, David, a little bit about how drought actually affects everyone who lives in Idaho?
Yeah, if you're in the Boise Valley, you're not going to be overly impacted by drought, except with the as far as your water supply goes, it'll mostly impact the farmers. But drought can lead to wildfires, increased wildfires, especially when you have those really hot summers. We kind of got lucky there weren't a lot of ignition events, but we could have had quite a bit of smoke in the valley last year. Thankfully we didn't, but we've had those summers where you end up
Oh,
with a
it's been
lot of
awful
smoke in
some
the valley
summers.
with drought. So,
Yeah.
that impacts people. Power supply is impacted because when you have a drought, Idaho Power can't produce as much hydropower. They have to rely on other sources of power. And hydropower is a cheap, renewable source of power. So, it affects us indirectly. It doesn't, affect the tap water I'm getting, but it does affect the power bill, and it affects how the state operates.
I know you mentioned La Nina weather patterns, and we are in one again. So, I mean, how do you, what are your thoughts on potentially, filling up the reservoirs then being in this pattern?
We have to get that snowpack, and if the pattern continues of having a drier La Nina than we had last year with less snowpack, we would need a really wet spring, a lot wetter than the one we had for recovery
Wow.
in the Snake. So I would say, in all likelihood, unless we have a reversal of that snowpack trend, it's very likely we're going to go into another year of drought. And probably then after that, one more year of drought, at least for a period of recovery. And we've started to see this pattern more frequently after the late 80s, where we swing into drought and then we have a wet period and then we go back into drought. That's not historically been something that's very common until the late 80s. And so I think we might be in a multi-year drought pattern, and that's kind of concerning.
Well, the NOAA Climate Prediction Center says the next 3 months will be cold, but wetter than normal. So, how are you feeling about that prediction and next year's water supply?
I'm pretty skeptical of that prediction. It's based off the general pattern that La Niñas tend to be wet in the Pacific Northwest. And that pattern is really strong if you're in the Puget Sound, Cascade region of Washington. So I would guess they're probably going to have a good solid wet winter. Northern Idaho's probably in good shape. But as you come south of the Salmon River, the signal is a lot weaker. And that's where we have this pattern of kind of a drying out La Niñas. And so, I'd take that prediction with a grain of salt. That's based off the statistics that generally were wetter than normal in a La Niña, but hopefully we will be. But the pattern we see here in southern Idaho really doesn't match the pattern that NOAA's showing.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on and talking more to us about this. We've been talking with David Hokema. He's a hydrologist with the Idaho Department of Water Resources, and he chairs the state's Water Supply Committee. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.